there's always anxiety in a house when you have kids and Labor Day is over and the kids are heading back to school. Always. You remember when you were a kid, right? You were always a little nervous. Maybe in a good year, normal year, you'd have a mix of excitement to see your new friends and nervousness about what your teacher going to be like and will I be in the same classes as some of my friends, and you know, all those things are very normal. But there's nothing normal about this year. So to walk through some of the things your kids are likely to be facing and some ideas of how to help them through it, joining us is Dr. Gail Beck, Clinical Director of the Youth Program at the Royal Ottawa Mental Health Center. Thank you, Doctor. Much appreciated today.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
One of our kids is lobbying heavily, very heavily, and she's smart, about why really online learning would be a much better fit for her right now. But you know what's hard to know, Doctor? Is this COVID-19 related? Some of it is that for sure, but she's been out of school longer than kids ever are, right? Because they've been out of school since March. Mm-hmm. They're starting a little later than they usually are. She's also making that key transition, first year of high school, which is always more nerve-wracking than, like, my son's moving from grade 9 to 10, whatever, right? It's no big deal for him. He knows his way around the school. He knows the teachers. He knows the ropes. So it's hard to know, I think, during this pandemic, how much the anxiety is just everyday kind of normal anxiety and how much of it is special because of the circumstances. Is there a way to figure out the difference?
I think, Bill, the only way to figure out the difference in any youth is really to rely on your relationship with them and talk to them. Young people are as different as older people, right? So if you talk to any sample of 10 people right now in the population, 10 parents, let's say, and ask them whether or not they want their child back in school or not, you would get probably 10 different answers and many different levels of anxiety. And I think that the only way you can know what's fueling a certain person's anxiety is really to have a conversation about it. And these days, just as you said at the outset, you're going to find that there's more than one reason for anxiety. It's very realistic to be worried about the school on the first day, as you said, but it's even more realistic this year. For your son, who's already had a year in high school, who knows some of those ropes, likely he also knows his friends. And so he'll know whether or not they're likely to have the same values as him, whether they're likely to keep a physical distance, if that's what he agrees with, whether they're likely to follow the rules, since that's probably what you and he think are important. Whereas, you know, when you're going into a new situation, it's just like that first time a person went out to the grocery store. For me, that was actually only in June because I've been working in a hospital. It was very nerve-wracking to go to wonder what people were going to be like.
And you're a mental health professional, right? And still you had that little anxiousness.
I don't think that being a mental health professional saves us from having anxiety. And I've been thinking about anxiety a lot and recently wrote about it. And for parents, I would say my biggest advice to parents is if you're worried about your child's mental health, make sure you're also worried about your own mental health and doing what you need to do to look after it. Because the one thing your child will pick up on is if you're anxious. And that will make them worry. They'll wonder what you're worried about. And they will probably rightly think that you may not share everything with them that you're worried about.
Yeah, so conversation is important, but of course age matters, right? I mean,
First
of all, it does matter how much, to me as a parent, how much of the anxiety is directly related to health fears, because you want to know what to focus on. So you want to sort out, okay, how much of this is just normal grade 9 angst? How much of it is just normal back to school angst? How much of it is because it's just been so long? When I come back from vacation, I'm always more nervous doing my first show than I would be 3 weeks in. It's natural. Like, how am I going to fill those 4 hours? How did I do that again? And am I going to have everything I need? And right. So, and I've been doing this for a long time. So, you know, you have to recognize that there are all kinds of different things that are piling up. But when the kids are younger, I think it's hard for them because they don't really understand the medical aspect of this. So how deep do you go into it with them if they're, say, in those first couple of years, grades 1 through 3 or 4?
So when I think about my children when they were that age, and if you cast your own mind back, one of the things about those very little ones, the people in kindergarten, the people in grade 1, grade 2, if you remember, you go through a natural period of being a little bit obsessional about germs, if you remember that, right? Like you did wash your hands. You thought you didn't quite get germs, but you knew you had to do certain things.
Right.
The other thing is that, in general, that's a group of young people who are really going to try to obey the rules, right? They're going into a situation, they get rules for the first time. There are a few kids who struggle with that to a degree, but there are a whole lot of them who just want to go in and do a very good job. So they're going to try and work with the rules. They'll be nervous because they don't know them yet. And they'll be nervous just because they can feel, I think, a lot of the anxiety around them. Also, people, you know, we're used to people looking a certain way when we go out. And now, you know, everybody will be looking a little bit different, right? We won't completely see them because they're wearing a mask. But then so are you wearing a mask. We know that children will have an easier time with masks and everything like that if they're used to seeing it and knowing that this is what people are going to look like. So the more you can prepare people for what things are going to be like, the lower their anxiety will be.
Should you make a point of, because a lot of kids have already been wearing masks because they come with you to stores and stuff, so they've had a little experience. There may be some kids who've really been home and haven't been out much. Would it be important to get a kid out and maybe go to a shopping mall and have a mask on? They can come with you when you do some of the back-to-school shopping. Would that make any difference?
I think it does make a difference to practice wearing a mask. I think that whenever we go out, we have to be judicious, and that when we do go out, because sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes the only way to run that errand when you're on your own is to take a child out with you. And then I think the more used to using a mask you are, and the more you have your child practice using a mask, the more likely they'll be used to it. The other thing that it does is that it's the first time your child puts on a mask, is going out to the school bus today. You may not even know if they have a mask that fits them. So it is really important before school starts, if that's possible for you, because unless you're making your own, masks can be expensive for some families. Is to, if you can, get a number of masks, have your child try them on, see which ones really feel comfortable on them. I wear both cloth and, of course, mostly medical masks at work, and I'm used to wearing a number of different kinds, and I know that some are more comfortable than others. And I'm fussy about my cloth masks because I know the fit that I like from the hospital. But that comes from wearing a mask a lot. And so the more you get used to it, the easier that becomes.
Yeah, we happened to drive by our kid's school a few weeks ago, and you could see them looking, oh, there's our school. But a long time since we've seen the building.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to maybe take a drive by the building? You may not even be able to get in right now, but is it worthwhile going to the parking lot, taking a walk around?
I think that if your child is really nervous about going back to school and yet you believe that that's important, yes, that's actually what you're describing as gradual desensitization. So you get them more and more used to the idea of being back there. Take a walk around. Look at the really nice parts of the playground. People really aren't coming into schools right now. I do work in a school program, and last week the number of people allowed into the building was very limited, and it wasn't students at all, except in very specific circumstances, and with the permission of the principal. So it's narrow. So as schools open up, that will also shift. But as much as possible, of course, parents are also being limited in schools for the same reason, to limit exposure to the general population, because we know that COVID is out there. And in places that have opened up to schools earlier, we know that because of schools opening, there will be more cases of COVID. So I think 5 schools in Ottawa last week had cases of COVID. the ones that, you know, of the ones that started earlier, and we know that they're seeing that across provinces. So I think that it's important to really reinforce with your child what keeps them safe, and the reminder to them that prevention is the best way not only to control the illness, but also to control anxiety. If you know you're doing everything you can, it gives you a certain measure of comfort.
I struggle with the balance between making sure they realize that this is serious enough, they have to take the rules seriously. They have to wear the mask. They have to keep their distance. They have to wash their hands. So I know they need to know that. But I don't want to freak them out even further by giving them that information. So I've been trying to balance it with the risk is still overly low, especially if we all do what we're supposed to do. And don't worry if we, your mom and dad, think that it's not safe for you, you won't be going. We will pull you out of school. I feel like I have to balance that off and show that they don't. It's not going to be up to them. We're going to be vigilant for them and decide when it's not safe. Where do you see the balance there?
I think the balance is hard to achieve. And I think the thing that will be really difficult in some families is that the balance is going to be different between people and families.
Of course.
So we're getting ready in my hospital, in my program, for the fact that one of the things that we are seeing is young people beginning to get very anxious, not just about an illness, but about their future. Right? Beginning to worry, oh my gosh, I'm starting university, but I'm not really there, never been to university. What is this really the best way for me to learn? Is this online the best way for me to learn? And lots of programs are starting in university online to begin with. And I think that's going to be a whole new world. And so people are worried about about academics. If they are people who really need the contact of others to learn effectively or just to feel happy and contented, then those individuals are beginning to get more and more anxious just about being so isolated. We know isolation can cause anxiety and mental distress. So we're getting ready for that wave of emotional distress that we know has been building. So lately, when they speak about all of the young people who are getting COVID-19, and, you know, I think there are a lot of people who say, why don't they get it? Like, why don't they get it? And I think they do get it, but for them, the illness that's beginning to worry them is their anxiety and depression. So the balance that you speak about is important. But, you know, there are no black and white answers to that. There's only a matter of moving forward, knowing what you have to do to prevent the illness at the same time as you really think about, what do I have to do to look after my mental health?
Yeah, it's interesting you pointed out kids are really worried about the academics, especially the older kids getting ready to go to college or university. I hadn't thought about that very much, except on the air, but not as a parent, because my kids are not there yet. Right? They've got time to recover academically. In grades 9 and 10, it's as much about starting to learn the habits that they're going to need as they get into grade 11, where the marks start to count, and 12. So you're right. I think that's probably an extra stress for kids. You may, on the surface, they may seem less concerned, right? And they know how to follow the rules, and they're pretty smart and pretty knowledgeable at that age. But they got a whole other level of stress, and I'm glad you pointed that out, but it is a reminder that the answer is different for every kid in every age group, right? I read this or heard this great radio piece on the weekend from a station in the U.S., and it was reading a letter from a mother who talked about how many children her one child has been, that being the parent of an infant is not the same as being the parent of a toddler and then a preschool kid, and that, right? And we have to remember that. Our kids change so much throughout their lives. There's no one way to manage them for any situation. They keep adapting. You have to adapt with them. And that's really true right now. Their age and their maturity is going to determine how anxious they are or are not in the middle of all of this.
The other thing that I think is that I feel that this period of pandemic has been life-changing, not just for children, but for many people. Sure. And whenever something of this magnitude occurs that really has us reevaluate a number of things, we can expect it to have an impact on young people. And, you know, if we remember our own youth, it wasn't a period of disregard. It was a period of really concentrating on who were we going to be, what were we going to do, of figuring out our identity. And I think all of them are doing that, no matter what they look like on the surface, that underneath they want to be successful adults, and they're still even figuring out what that means for them.
You've given me a really interesting idea with that, that maybe we need as parents to focus more on our kids' future, because we're so busy trying to get them through all of this that we have to give them hope, right? Well, when you go to college, this pandemic will be behind us and life is going to be really, you're going to have a lot of fun and you'll go to parties. And maybe we need to do more of that, I think, than just focus on getting them through today, because that's okay for us. We have a more intuitive understanding that the world is always evolving and changing and nothing lasts forever. But they may not have that yet. They may feel like they're stuck like this forever.
Or that things will be different, and that what people told them college and university was going to be like, that they're going to be different, and they'll evaluate what they were going to do in that time. Mm. You know, lots of people change their idea about what they'll do when they're adolescents. There's nothing surprising about that.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you for thinking of me.
Thank you for helping us. You're probably pretty busy these days. Dr. Gail Beck, Clinical Director of the Youth Program at the Royal Ottawa Mental Health Center. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.
Wake up in the morning with News Talk.